In today's Aliyah, we read of the embrace between Yosef and Binyamin after Yosef has revealed his true identity to the brothers. We're told in Perek Mem Hei Pasuk Yud Dalet, Vayipol al tzavarei Binyamin achiv, Vayefch, uVinyamin bacha al tzavarav. Yosef fell on the shoulders of Binyamin and cried, and Binyamin cried on his shoulder. Chazal understood there to be a difference between the way Binyamin's crying is described versus the way Yosef's crying is described. Yosef is described as crying in plural, while Binyamin is described as crying in singular. There's a little bit of a debate of how Chazal understood this. Is it based on the way the word tzavarei, tzavarav is written, or the fact that the word vayapel and vayevch appear by Binyamin as opposed to just the word vayevch by Binyamin? But in any case, Chazal understood there to be a difference between the plural and the singular. And they explained that the reason Yosef is described as crying in plural is because he was crying for the two Batei Mikdash that would be in the chelek of his brother Binyamin and be destroyed, while Binyamin was crying just for Mishkan Shiloh that would be in the chelek of Yosef and eventually be destroyed. They were crying for the loss that each would suffer in the future. Many ask why Yosef was only crying for Binyamin's loss, and Binyamin was only crying for Yosef's loss, and why they weren't also crying for the loss of the sanctuaries, Batei Mikdash and Mishkan, in their own chelek. Many explain this to be an evidence of the way we should sympathize with others, sometimes even more than we cry for our own things. I'd like to quote a beautiful pshat that I saw from Rabbi Yecheskel Weinfeld, who explains that Yosef was crying for Binyamin, and Binyamin were crying for Yosef because we only focus on mourning for things we can't avoid ourselves. Yosef's approach to his own Mishkan should be to work on avoiding its destruction, not cry over its eventual loss. And Binyamin should have the same approach to his own Batei Mikdash. Binyamin doesn't control the destiny of Yosef's sanctuary, and Yosef doesn't control the destiny of Binyamin's, but both of them control the destiny of their own. So they cry for the other, but don't cry for themselves. They know they have to work for themselves. Use the words of Rabbi Yecheskel Weinfeld, he says, "Habchiya shayechet rak shemidubar b'mashem me'ever l'koach ha'yishtadlut." Crying is only relevant for something that's beyond the efforts we can take and make. B'hainu de kol echad bacha rak al mikdasho shel hasheni. And the lesson is obvious. May we do what's upon us to do to return the Shechina and the Beit Mikdash, and make sure that our mourning isn't just about mourning, but inspire us to do what we need to do.